The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Well, this is one of the most joyful feast days of the whole year, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And did you know that apart from the Bible, the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe is the best example of God's personal intervention in history and of the power of the Blessed Mother? Apart from the Bible, best example, God's personal intervention in history and the power of the prayers of the Blessed Mother. So let me tell you today the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe, okay? Story starts about 500 years ago. The year was 1519. The place, Tenochtitlan. It's today known as Mexico City, and it's the capital of what was then the Aztec Empire. Now, in 1519, the Spanish explorer Hernan Cortes, who I hope you've all learned about in history class, conquered the Aztec Empire. But understand this, he didn't do it alone. He did it with the help of hundreds of thousands of native peoples of Mexico who hated the Aztec Empire, and especially hated the religion of the Aztec Empire. It was a religion of cannibalism and human sacrifice, no exaggeration. Every year at this time of year, as we come close to the winter solstice and the days get shorter and shorter and shorter, the Aztec priests used to tell the people that if they didn't offer human sacrifice to the gods, that the sun would go out. And they literally took the hearts out of living people, held them up to the sky so that the spirit of the dead would go up to the sun, and miraculously the sun would keep burning, and they killed 20,000 people a year. And the people hated them for it. So Hernan Cortes, he saw all these dead bodies, and he was horrified, and he held up a crucifix, and he said, "There's no more need for sacrifice like this. There's already been one sacrifice for everybody," but nobody listened to him. So he wrote to the King of Spain, and he said, "Please send Franciscan missionaries to help maybe preach to these people. They'll stop doing this." So they sent the Franciscans. They came from Spain. And God bless the Franciscans. They tried so hard. They preached and they preached and they preached, and nobody listened. They all kept doing what they were doing. What changed the people was Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, a dozen years have gone by. The year is now 1531. And a little Aztec man, who now goes by the Spanish name Juan Diego, is walking through Tenochtitlan next to a craggy little dried-up hill known as Tepeyac in the dead of winter, when suddenly, coming from the top of the hill, Juan Diego hears the most beautiful singing he's ever heard in his life, and he rushes up to the top of the hill, and there he sees a vision. A mystical woman from heaven who turns to Juan Diego and says, "I am the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I want you to tell the bishop to build a church on Tepeyac Hill. And so Juan Diego runs to the bishop's house and bursts onto the scene, and he says, "Bishop, Bishop, I just saw a vision of a lady from heaven, and she says that you need to build a church on Tepeyac Hill." Well, you can guess how well that little conversation went, right? The bishop says, "Go on your way, I'll think about it, maybe later." So poor Juan Diego walks away dejected. Next day, he's walking along when suddenly he sees the mystical lady again, who says, "I am the mother of Jesus, and I want you to tell the bishop to build a church here on Tepeyac Hill." And Juan Diego says, "Nobody listens to me. I'm not very important. You certainly need to find somebody else to do this job." And the Blessed Mother said to Juan Diego, "I have chosen you, and you go now to the top of Tepeyac Hill, and there you will find a sign. Bring that sign to the bishop, and he will believe." So he ran up to the top of Tepeyac Hill, this little craggy, dried-up rock that could barely grow so much as a cactus. And there he discovers, to his amazement, all these long-stemmed red Castilian roses. And he gathers up all the roses into his cloak. Now, in the Aztec culture, when one noble went to greet another noble, maybe a prince to a prince or a king to a king, they would send a messenger ahead of them with flowers. So Juan Diego says, "Oh, this makes perfect sense. She's the queen, I'm the messenger, and here's the flower." So he gathers up all the flowers into his cloak, runs into to see the bishop, and he says, "Bishop, Bishop, a mystical lady from heaven says you need to build a church on the top of Tepeyac Hill, and this is the sign she gave me to give to you." And he opens up his cloak, and the roses come cascading down onto the floor, and the bishop falls to his knees, jaw drops to the ground. But not because of the roses. Because miraculously, imprinted onto Juan Diego's cloak was the image that you see right up here in front of you. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Not even Juan Diego knew that it had happened. And the bishop says, "What did that lady say her name was once again?" And Juan Diego answered, "She said her name is Tlecuatlasupe." And the bishop says, "Ah, Guadalupe." You see, in Spain, there's a shrine to the Blessed Mother that's known as Guadalupe. Everybody would have known about it. But that's not what Juan Diego said. He said her name is Tlecuatlasupe. That's not Spanish. That's his own native language, Nahuatl. They still speak it in the hill country outside Mexico. And Tlecuatlasupe means she who will crush the head of the serpent. Now there's a prophecy from the book of Genesis. When Adam and Eve get driven out of the garden after they commit the original sin, that one day God would send a redeemer and that he would send a woman who would crush the power of evil. She would crush the head of her serpent. And when you see a statue of the Blessed Mother, you'll see with her heel on the head of a snake. And when the people saw that image, they were converted by the hundreds and the thousands and even the millions, because this image spoke to the Aztec people. You see, the Aztec people worship many, many gods, but the three biggest gods they worship, God of the sun, God of the moon, God of the stars. And here's the image of a woman eclipsing the sun, standing on the moon and wearing the stars like a cloak. But she's not the god, not at all. Because right over her abdomen is a four-petaled flower. Four petals. It's the Aztec symbol of divinity. Symbolizes the four cardinal points of the compass: north, south, east, west. Right over her waist, two black bands. The Aztec sign of a woman who is expecting a baby. Her hands folded in prayer, her head bowed in adoration. the real God was not the God of the sun or the God of the moon or the God of the stars who asked for human sacrifice and human hearts and all these other horrible things. The real God was the one who was about to be born from her. The Aztec women wore their hair in braids if they were married, pulled back if they were unmarried. And when they saw this image, the Aztec people all said to themselves, "Everything the Franciscan missionaries told us is true. And best of all, the woman in the image is an Aztec. She was one of them." And when they saw that image, they lined up to be baptized by such great numbers, they say the priests couldn't lift their arms at the end of the day. 9 million people asked for baptism when they saw the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, there's two reasons why I love the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Number one, it tells us that when we cannot help ourselves, God comes to our rescue. Like the Israelites by the Red Sea, like Daniel in the lion's den, like the three Hebrew children thrown into the fiery furnace. When you can't help yourself, God comes to your rescue. But number two, He doesn't do it alone. He asks for your cooperation. Just like He asked for the cooperation of the Blessed Mother. Just like He asked for the Blessed Mother to work through Juan Diego. Juan Diego said, "I'm not your man, go find somebody else." And the Blessed Mother said, "God has chosen you. Now you go and do your part." That's the message of Our Lady of Guadalupe that we need to take home with us. God will do everything, but you go now and do your part. And let's ask for the prayers of the Blessed Mother to help us today, shall we? Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us.